It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by the Honorable Kevin Brady. Mr. Brady represents the 8th Congressional District of Texas, Chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, and a pleasure to see you.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
So, first off, I have to say, looking forward to the Brady swing. Can we expect one to go out of the park?
Well, I don't know about all out of the park, but I hope to get some hits. I'll be designated hitter for the Republicans this week in the annual congressional baseball game. Been played since 1909, and I'm wearing a tribute to Lone Star College. You know, they're one of the biggest community colleges in Texas, and 45 years old, and they have this great veterans program. And so we're going to honor them with a special camo uniform. So we're going to be all out in Texas gear this week.
Speaking of Texans, you've got quite a few that are on the team as well. You have the, I think I've heard him referred to as the young chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mr. Conaway on first base. You've got Mr. Arrington may throw a pitch or two. You're well represented.
Yeah, so one chairman, having Chairman Conaway at first. Jody Arrington is one of our new young guns. We think he's going to be an awfully good player for an awfully long time, and he'll be pitching some. I think his features on third base well. And then Louis Gohmert will be out there in right field as well. So Texas, and then Joe Barton, general manager, you know, really organizes the whole charity game and has for a number of years. So Texas does okay.
I know you're excited about it, and it's for a good cause. And it really gives you an opportunity to work not only within your own party, but across the aisle as well. Bipartisanship still needed.
It is, and it is, I think, why it's such a tradition is, even though we're playing each other, we develop friendships, both on our team and on the Democrats' team as well. And as a result, I've worked with Democrat members on policy issues because of the friendship that we built up around baseball. You know, just what we love to do, and at our age to get to play this game is really remarkable. But those friendships, they really endure up here.
Let's talk about one area that you were able to push across home plate. This is going to get old after a while, but tax reform, and you did get that across the finish line. Are you proud of what you've seen?
You know, I am, and I feel like, you know, for America, we're back. You know, everyone said, look, that slow economy the last decade, our jobs going overseas, our young people coming out of school with very few choices. Every expert said, we'll just get used to that. That's the new America going forward. And we just didn't accept that. And so we worked to get us a new tax code. And now we're seeing jobs and manufacturing research come back to America. We're seeing families keep more of what they earn. In the ag community, which are small business people, you know, just sort of the backbone of our country. You know, now there's a new, besides lower tax rates, there's a new 20% deduction for our farmers and small businesses. We let and make sure every farm, no matter what size, can immediately write off the cost of all that equipment and all those, you know, technologies and all the stuff that's so expensive. And then one thing I know, a number of us worked very hard to repeal the death tax once and for all. We got close. The House passed it out. In the end, we compromised and we doubled the size of that, which means more family-owned farms have peace of mind that when one of their loved ones passes away, that they don't have to sell that farm or parts of it to be able to keep it in their family. And so that was one of our top priorities.
And you got some help from some who'd seen it firsthand, Christy Noem, out of the Dakotas, firsthand experience.
Yeah, in Christy's experience, we've seen all across Texas. In my district, we have a family just near Livingston that has went to the bank and paid the death tax three times just to keep their family-owned ranch in place. I had a staff person here who went back to Texas to settle her aunt, I think, her estate, and it's been in their family for more than 100 years. She kept it, but they had to sell off more than a third of it, and that's just wrong. And so I know Washington, everyone says this is, you know, death tax only for the wealthy. They don't understand. These are our family-owned farms and our family-owned businesses that have risked everything and worked a lifetime. And so I haven't given up on the thought that someday we'll finally put that death tax to bed once and for all.
And we hear the idea of 2.0. What's that?
Yeah, so now we have one of the most competitive tax rates in the world, but here we're trying to change the culture. You know, in the past, you know, Congress would wait 30 years in between fixing this tax code. We would fall behind China and Europe and Canada and Mexico, and then we try to fix it in some way. We want to change that culture. We know our global competitors, where a lot of our ag community exports, competes, sells against, we know they're not going to sit still. And so I want to make sure that every year Congress is asking itself, just like our farmers, how do we become more competitive? How do we become more innovative? How do we get better? And so if we'll do that in Congress, that'll make sure our farmers and ranchers, our ag community, they're more competitive and more innovative and better.
So tease it up to the farm bill. We're close.
Yeah, I think we are. Boy, Chairman Conaway has just been so steady. His leadership, his ability to work across sections of our Republican Party. I know we designed it to be bipartisan, and looks like Democrats don't want to participate this year. But I think that's a mistake because ag policy has always been bipartisan. I think it's important to do that. Nonetheless, I can see the finish line from here. And I think because of Chairman Conaway's work, we're going to get it done.
Let's segue from there into actually selling the goods now. And you touched on it earlier, but it's trade. It's vital for agriculture. What do you see?
Yeah, so we're now armed with one of the most competitive tax codes in the world. So it's not enough to merely buy American. We want to sell American all throughout the world. In agriculture, it's a big part of that farm income. It's a big part of the trade surplus that we run in agriculture and in with many of our trading partners. And so we do need a modern pro-growth NAFTA. We think there's big wins for America, including agriculture, in that agreement, and especially in areas where ag is competing against a country-owned enterprise, or they put in these food security regulations that are really designed to keep us out. And so I think there's some good positive things in NAFTA, and we're encouraging the White House, Mexico, and Canada stay at the table, continue to work together, and put together an agreement this year that we can begin to take steps for so we can have a vote on next year. We're also worried about these tariffs. You know, tariffs are taxes, and they fall on families. They discourage investment. They make America less competitive. I think the president's exactly right to go after China. They're cheating. They've been cheating a long time. Steel, aluminum, our technology, all that stuff. The challenge is, how do you punish China's misbehavior or change it and not punish Americans as we do it? So we're working with the president to try to help guide him and his administration into going after those unfairly traded products so that, like in agriculture, we can not only export, but we're not retaliated against because they always come after our Aggies. You know what I mean? Every country, when they're retaliating, they go first to us. There's a lot of challenges these days.
So for agriculture, and you've heard this firsthand, they're concerned. They're really concerned. What would you tell to them? What would you tell a producer right now, maybe on a tractor or in a pickup, working the cattle? When it comes to trade, what do you say?
Well, this president's unconventional. He tackles these issues head on when others have sort of ducked them, including China's cheating. He has an unconventional way of pushing people to the table. And every time I visit with him about these tariffs and the impact it has on our local families and ranchers and small businesses, he assures me that this is going to end up with better trade agreements for America. That be patient. You know, there's a strategy for this. While that strategy is unfolding, though, we're in Congress, you know, our responsibility is to make sure that we try to get these tariffs off, that we give our trading partners exemptions. You know what I mean? We exclude these products. So it's not none of this is easy. But at the end of the day, I'm convinced the president wants what's best for America. But we have to make sure that agriculture its role is recognized.
Almost like a squeeze in the bottom of the ninth.
It is, and you want to make sure the play works, you know what I mean, and that we score. And again, look at the challenges for agriculture over the last 4 or 5 years and just the dramatic reduction in farm income. It's scary. And so that's why I think the Farm Bill is important. That's why getting trade right and letting, once we do that, letting families keep more of what they earn. You know, that's the heart of this.
It's great to see you. Thanks for your work, and we wish you the best, not only on Thursday, but the rest of this year.
Thank you, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Again, it's the Honorable Representative Kevin Brady, who is chairman of the Ways and Means Committee on the Agribusiness Report.